Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT special number 128, recorded June 18th, 2012, the MacBook Retina unboxing. The new Retina's here, and I think that, you know, for the first time, we want to see, you know, how it looks. So, those of you in the chat room, I'm watching the chat over there. I'm just going to give everybody a chance to join us. This is it. It says MacBook Pro. Do you have an over... I pulled Burke McQuinn out of the basement to do this. Do you have an over-the-shoulder shot, Burke? Yeah, he's working on it. So, this is a very nice reduced packaging package. Ooh, wow! Cardboard liners. Let's pull out the Mac. Are you recording this?
I'm recording.
All right, just in case. This is why the internet was invented. Exactly right. So I'll save the box. You never know. I have saved boxes since I first started getting computers in the mail, which goes back probably 20 years. I don't think I have yet to use one. But we have such a collection of boxes in the basement. Actually, I think a lot of those are Pixel cores because they get more equipment than anybody else. And they told me they're gonna get rid of them. It's just good, right? It's good practice, right? So this is it. If you've seen an Apple box before, you know that one of the things. In fact, they even talk about this in the Walter Isaacson biography of Steve Jobs. That Johnny Ive and Steve spent a lot of time on the packaging. Oddly enough, because they said that's the first, you know, experience the customer has of your product. So among other things, what Apple does, and it's very interesting, the new Galaxy S3 has very similar packaging. One of the first things you'll notice, you could give me the over-the-shoulder now, on these boxes, they're almost airtight. They're so well constructed that they almost have no... I'm lifting it up via the air. The other thing they did, and this they talk about in the Walter Isaacson book, is they really want the product to be presented when you first open the box, like a jewel box, right? So, and the Samsung Galaxy S3, same thing. Everybody's learned a little bit from Apple. Little tab here, pull it out. There it is. And, it's thin. And as many have said, it feels heavy. You know, I think a product when it is thin sometimes can feel heavier. This is 4.5 pounds, about 1.5 pounds heavier than the MacBook Air. But a product can feel heavier because it's so dense. SD card, the bizarre HDMI port, which I still don't understand. That is one of the USB 2.3 ports on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, the new MagSafe. Let's take a look at the plug on this, because they have changed the adapter, and some are a little upset, a little perturbed, because remember on the new MacBooks and the MacBook Air, the adapter is kind of nicely angled along the side here, and Apple's gone back to that system of having it stick out on the edge, and a lot of people complain that it's just too easy to pull that off. I liked the new design that fit flush. There was one disadvantage. I don't know if Apple was responding to this, but if you have a case such as I do, the Incipio Featherlight case, it was difficult to put the plug in from this end. You always had to put it in from with the wire trailing this way. This way the wire is agnostic. So let's turn it around. Well, finish what's in the box just very quickly. It's the usual. This is a large power supply, 85-watt power supply for the large battery in here. I'll unwrap that later. Let's see. Now, it doesn't look like there's a disc in here. That's it, by the way. I don't think there's anything underneath the plastic. How are they going to give me an operating system on here? Apple has said if you buy one of these new laptops, you'll get Mountain Lion for free. Hello. There's a quick start guide. Not very elaborate. Hello. That's good. There is a the usual Apple stickers. Cleaning cloth. No operating system. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, no operating system. So not even on USB key. And that's, I guess, because Apple's now selling the operating system. Excuse me. On I got sneeze all over my new computer. See, it doesn't take long. That is now depreciated quite a bit. All right, so let's pry her open. Oh, it does feel kind of nice. That is pretty. That is big. I'm used to a 13-inch. No user serviceable parts. The pentalobe screws all the way around. You can't do anything with it. Here's the first boot. I think this is going to replace my 13-inch Air. I use an 11-inch Air on the Air here, and I have a 13-inch Air at home. More modern 13-inch Air, 2011 13-inch Air. It's an i7, but it's the dual-core i7. I got basically the stock part here. This is 8 gigabytes of RAM, 256 gig SSD, and the quad-core i7 Ivy Bridge. I got the lower speed. What was that, 2.3 gigahertz? Now, this is the first boot, so this is not a good example of boot time. We'll do a regular boot in a bit. Yes, I want to use English. United States. U.S. keyboard. And let me just, Burke, if you'll show me not the screen, I'm going to choose... put the Wi-Fi passwords in and log into my Apple account. And one thing that's going to be a lot easier this time is I will be able to use my the App Store to restore all of the app purchases. And for the most part, I've been doing app purchases. It doesn't feel heavy. Look how thin it is. It feels a little bit like an Air in terms of the thinness. I'm not going to transfer from another Mac. All right, I'll just do this will be the last password. Oh, now what do I want to use? Do I want to use my Mobile Me or... Yeah, I guess I do. Oops. And continue. And now I'm connected, and I think that you can now show the screen. I've done all the password entering I'm going to do. I am going to agree. We don't have to read that, do we? That's actually not my address. Let's fix that. And we'll give the area code of the office, so you can all call us. Bother Jordan. All right. Yeah, keep me up to date. I'm Press. Now, I usually just use Leo as my account name, so I'll go ahead. You can hide this because this will be my login for the... Nice long padded password. Allow my Apple ID to reset. Require password when logging in. Yes, and then... There. You know, by the way, this at this point is not Retina. This is, I believe, this starts at 1440 by 900, which is exactly the same as the 13-inch Air, and I think exactly the same as the 15-inch. This is the Retina. You get 1,000 charges, Ghost Machine. You can't remove the battery. You could say the new MacBook Pro Retina. You can't remove the battery. Apple will update the battery after 1,000 charges for $200. 1,000 charges is what? How long? It's about, if you charged every day, it's 2.5 years. Most people don't charge every day, though, right? Let me get the, doing my photo snapshot. Always want to have a good login picture, don't you think? Is that a good login picture right there? Okay, now this always gets me. Now, ever since Lion, they've required that you pass a test before you can use the operating system. Because they broke Scroll, some say broke, they changed the way Scroll works. They have to train you. So they say in OS X Lion, you can easily interact with your content using multi-touch blah, blah, blah. But what they're really saying is continue, scroll to the bottom of the text. So just so you know, that scrolling is not the old way. It's the new way. So what I have to do is go to this text and show them, yes, I know how to scroll. And now I've passed the test, so I can actually use my laptop. All right, so now here we are, and it came with a 96% battery. This was a drop shipped from China, from Shanghai. Shanghai to Anchorage, and then from Anchorage down to here. Let me put iCloud on here. Hold on. Let me just log this in. Those of you who are doing analysis on my keystrokes, use iClouds for use Find My Mac. Yes. You can show it now. Allow Find My Mac to find the location. Yes. iCloud has been set up. Done. All right. So that's all I'm going to do for setup. Eventually, I'll go to the App Store and I'll download all the apps. It isn't as one of the things they talked about is that it's still a glossy display, but not as reflective. And I have to say, it is better. You can see this already, even with all our big lights. That is not as clear a reflection. They're doing some sort of treatment. Now, they're not putting glass on here. You know, in the old MacBooks, there was a pane of glass here. This is the screen directly, and that's the problem is that they've glued it in. That's part of the repairability issue that iFixit had. But the most important thing, we'll do that right now, is we're going to go to the System Preference pane and look at the screen resolutions. Wow. It's not even as I was led to believe. By the review units, it looks like there's only two choices. Best for retina or scaled. Oh, yeah, the review units, they press scaled. Now, just notice, best for retina, which is what this is not the full native resolution, 2880 by 1800. It is, in fact, 1440 by 900. It's one half. This is exactly the same resolution as on a 13-inch MacBook Air. What is the 15? Is it less than the 15? If you choose Retina. Let me just show you the various choices. This is, I believe, 1024 by 768. So we're there. So, you know, hey, good. If you have trouble with vision, this is a nice big size. This is the next step up. This is what they say is best for retina display and the default choice, which is, again, not the full native resolution of the screen. This is more space and then finally more space. But even this isn't 2880. The 15-inch Pro is 1440 by 900. That's what they call best for retina here as well. So it does have this higher, but I tell you, even at this point, the menus are small. There is, in fact, I can download it very quickly. A app that will let us set it to, what is it called? Is it X? What is the name of that? Is it X-Res for the Lion? Do you remember the name of the third-party app? Yeah, it doubles up on the pixels in the sense that it is a native 2880 by 1800 display, but it's doubling the pixels, right? Does that make it more crisp? I don't think so. Senres X, I think you're right. That sounds right. Let's see if I could find that. No, that's not it. Senres X. What is the name? X-Res? Change resolution of Mac display. We'll just find it real quickly. It's a third-party app. SwitchRes. Let's try that. Maybe that's it. SwitchRes X. That's it. Let's try that. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to put this on here. This is a utility that allows us to set the resolution to a higher level. I might have to... Oh, it's 10 days free. That's good. So I'm downloading it twice now because I wasn't paying attention. As soon as that's downloaded. So we'll be able to... Yeah, we'll be able to switch this to the full resolution of 2880 by 1800. So, yeah, I think that that's an interesting point. The Apple does not offer any. Now, let me launch iPhoto, for instance, and I'll turn on Photo Stream so we can put some photos on here. Because iPhoto has been optimized. So iPhoto will, in fact, show 2880 by 1800. So let me... log on to my photo stream. I think that that's okay. Yeah. So I'll have some photos on here in a sec. And then we can see what this resolution looks like on an app that's designed to take full advantage of it. So, in fact, there's quite a bit of, there's quite a bit of resolution. This is taken with a camera phone. I don't know if I wonder if I have an app on here that was taken with an actual camera. I mean, a photo. These are all taken with camera phones. That was taken, this is the one I just took with the iPad. I think this was taken with a camera, yeah. This is taken with the Fujifilm X10. So the very, very high resolution. So, yeah, this is where you get the advantage of the 2880 by 1800. This is the 8 gig model. This is basically stock. So I'll show you very quickly what we've got here. So this is 2.3 gigahertz quad core i7 with the 8 gigs of RAM, 1600. Now, this is where you might see I'm zoomed in pretty close. Now, this is interesting. So let's launch that switch res and turn on the highest resolution. All right. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to log in here. Okay, all done. Thank you. That was clever. Good. All right. Now I let's see. Display sets, applications, desktop, color, LCD. Wow, this is quite an elaborate program here. All I really want to do is set the resolution. Apparently, you can't do that from here. It does a lot of things. They said, what, a contextual menu? Diablo 3. I'll have to play that on here. I think this will play Diablo 3 quite well. Yeah, well, that's the point, is I want to do this in the native resolution so you can see... But I don't know how I can, this is, you know, what they offer are, you know, even at this highest resolution, this is not the full native resolution. For optimal quality on this display, iPhoto needs to generate high resolution thumbnails. Please do. Thank you, iPhoto. Actually, that might be an interesting test. Let's go back to the, what they call best for Retina, which is what they presume, I presume they expect everybody to operate at. And then let's look at the thumbnails of the photo stream. Come on. And I guess I won't. I guess we could zoom in. Let's pick something that was taken with a now, see, I don't see those. I guess it isn't yet high-res. Okay, so I guess they haven't converted the thumbnails yet because these are still quite quite jaggy. Let me go back to this. Okay, who knows how to use this thing? User manual. I guess I have to read the user. I hate reading the user. I am using this is SetRes. Oh, SetRes X. That's what I wanted, not SwitchRes X. All right. I got the wrong one. Let's try it again. No, there is no Set. I think it's this. We will be doing live coverage, by the way, of the Microsoft, we believe, entertainment tablet announcement this afternoon, right after TNT. How do I I just want to change the resolution. Contextual menu plugin, and then the extensions element. After installation. It's in the menu bar. Well, see, apparently it isn't in the menu bar, so maybe I haven't. It's running. The daemon is running. Control F12. Good Lord. Ah. So we're currently at 1440 by 900 or high, and this is high DPI. But let's see if we can set it to a higher DPI. You ready? So this is the native resolution. And you see, exactly, this is why Apple doesn't let you. And it really isn't. I don't know if I would blame Apple in this case, because we all demanded a Retina display. But a Retina display on a 15.4-inch monitor, a 2880 by 1800 display, is unusable. I mean, it looks good, but zoom back out, because this is the issue. No, I know how to use computers, but this is the problem, is that Apple doesn't provide you with a way to set it to the native resolution, so I had to download a third-party app, which I have not used, and we figured it out, to set it to that. Look how small. You can barely see the menu bar, and I can tell you sitting here, I can read it. It's very crisp, but it's not usable. So what you really want to do is do what Apple told you to do, which is use it at the high DPI, 1440 by 900. So now everything's normal here. Close out. Everything's normal. And it is, in fact, you know, apparently the same resolution as a standard 15.4-inch MacBook. But everything's doubled. So when you use an app like iPhoto, I don't know if it's updated these yet, that can handle, let's find a, let's see, I think I took this, yeah, I took this with a X100. Yeah, I have to say, it does look very, very crisp. Text rendering wise, yeah, absolutely. So it's going to take me a little while to download Diablo 3. I'll have to do that later. It isn't an issue, it's how it's supposed to be, and Mountain Lion will do exactly the same thing, in the sense that, actually, I can, let's zoom in. Yeah, you can really see a lot of detail on this, and it's fast. You know, look how quickly I'm moving these pixels around. You can easily read the name of that boat if I go out to the standard size, even. So that is this is it, and Safari is a native app. Let's take a look at it. People were complaining that Safari. I love those stitches. Safari, Sarah was saying, when you use Safari on some websites, they start to look a little jaggy. Let's go to twit.tv and see. So I'll go full screen on Safari. Again, this is at pixel doubled 1440. That looks very crisp. That looks very nice, actually. Looks broken, but it what's going on here? But it does look very nice. I don't know why that is that way. We're working on the site. Those cupcakes look good. So I think good news here, and that's, I think, because we have so much text. This site looks very nice at the standard display. All right, let's go to YouTube and watch a 4K video. What a good idea. I went to YouRube.com. That'd be a good site for... here's the Timescapes video. A lot of people raving about this. So let's move this to its highest original. Now, of course, you're not seeing everything. Actually, this looks a little soft, but of course, it's coming from YouTube. But it is a little bit soft. Oh, that's because it's at 360. Let's fix it. Oh, that's a little better. That's a little better. Holy magoli. Holy mackerel. Yeah, this looks quite good. Oh, wow. Okay, that looks quite nice. This is a 4K, I think. Now, I don't know what will happen in native res. Really? You want me to watch it in native res? All right. You guys is crazy. That's crazy talk. Let's choose a native res. There it is. That's the native resolution. And let me go back to Safari. And then we will full screen this at the native resolution. It can't keep up, but it does look beautiful. The Safari's doing it in native res, right? So, is this a video? Boy, it's. Let me go back. Maybe that's a download issue. Yeah, maybe it's just a YouTube issue. Looks quite nice. Yeah, I can tell you it's gorgeous. That really does look gorgeous. Now, the truth is that shouldn't look any different because Safari is smart enough, supposedly, to take this up to the high full res. So let's go back to the res that they want, which is 1440, high DPI 1440. If I can do it. Seems like I can no longer control my system. Those speakers, by the way, sound very good, don't they, John? I think this... one of the things Apple was talking about was their new speakers. I do like how quickly it changes the scaling. So in theory, if I now full screen this at its full res, it will look the same because Safari is smart enough to use the full screen resolution. In fact, I think that's the case. This sounds really good. Oh, let's hear the asymmetrical fan. All right, by now I should be getting some fan noise. I don't hear a thing here. Listen, do you hear anything? The fan is quiet. It is starting to be warm on the bottom. I have to say, that is dead silent. Either the fans aren't on or they, in fact, it solved the whine. Oh, this is gorgeous. This is gorgeous. Wow, look at this. Come on, John, come over here. You got to see it in native. Look, that looks more real than my hair.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, isn't this beautiful? This is Timescapes. The sound quality, I think, is quite good for a laptop.
Real stereo.
Yeah, they've always had stereo on their MacBook Pros, but the hair is pretty convincing. But not as convincing as that. Look, you can see the stars. I mean, that's just really... Yeah, you cannot, of course, at home see that. Yeah, it looks great at 1080p as well. These apps have been optimized to take advantage of the fact that this display, this Retina display, has the pixels. I don't think it gets louder, but it sounds better at the high volume, so it might be louder, but just sounds better. I would absolutely take a look at... this, if you could, at an Apple store, because you're not getting the benefit of this. Let's go to Flickr. We'll look at some pictures on Flickr. Do I actually have to sign in to use this? Surely you can just browse Flickr without signing in. Hello. Explore interesting. You know what I'd really like is a slideshow, but I guess I'm not going to get that. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I think this is very nice. 500 pixels is a good idea. Let's do that. Is there a website you guys know of that has been updated for Retina? I would expect 500 pixels to be updated. Let me just do... what's Flow? Is that a... I want a slideshow. This is Gustavo's site. Thank you. Boy, it looks good. It looks very crisp. I can't tell if they... I tell you where you see it, of course, is in the text. You really see the crispness. That's noticeably crisper. This doesn't look quite as good, the Google Map. But the images, I think, look very good. Let's look at Apple's site. Yeah, it would have been updated. Yeah, it looks very crisp, very beautiful. Yeah, this is much like the Retina iPad. It's a subtle thing, but you really see it on text. Yeah, it's very crisp. Of course, text scales, right? So anything with scalable graphics like text or SVG is going to scale beautifully. Well, I do get it, except my point is that you have to use applications, specialized applications. This is, in fact, 1440 by 900, so I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference, sound man. Okay, the Hobbit trailer, that sounds good. Let's try that. Hobbit trailer in 4K. All right, you ready, everybody? Unavailable. okay, well. Lord of the Rings super trailer in 4K. How about that? Yeah, now we got it. Now let's set the resolution here to original. It is equivalent to 1440. Just because you've got 2 pixels for every one, it's still 1440 by 900. If you don't differentiate between pixel 1 and pixel 2, they are acting as a single pixel. So the fact that it's got the capability, or whatever it is, 4 pixels to 1, the fact that it has the capability does not mean anything. It's the same as one big pixel. This looks quite good. You actually seen the grain in the film. It's also not keeping up, but that's more of a YouTube thing. You do see the grain. But it's not, I don't believe, Scott Michaud, it's doing anti-aliasing. Maybe it is. Is it doing anti-aliasing? That's a good question, actually. It's using 4 pixels to make 1 pixel. They're all the same, are they not? Yeah, we looked at the timescapes. Well, what will be better is when all the apps, like the Apple apps, are taking advantage of this. I will put, obviously don't, I haven't installed anything on here yet. I will go home and put Diablo on here. I should have probably been downloading it all this time. Cortext is doing the anti-aliasing. That makes sense. Cortext would be smart enough to do that. Let's look at some wallpapers then. Yeah, these are definitely upgraded wallpapers. I wonder if I set this to... this is where I'm a bad man. I'm going to, again, use Switch Res X to set it to the full native res. And, yeah, these look fantastic. So these are fully upscaled. Right, if the apps are updated, I understand that. If the apps are updated, then you get 2880 in the apps, not necessarily in the operating system, because this is what 2880. Now, I don't know if Finder is anti-aliasing. If it is, then that's cool. This is 2880 native, yeah. And these look fantastic. These are clearly up-resed, or they put a bit higher quality assets on here. So, okay, good. Yeah. So if the Finder's anti-aliasing, and I presume it is, although you can see when I zoom in, there's pixelation. So these look, you know, this is zoomed in quite a bit. But, obviously, that looks pretty nice. Obviously, you don't want to operate at 2880 by 1800. It doesn't make any sense. You want to operate in high DPI. Let's go back to high DPI, 1440. And I think most people stay in that. And then when you use an Apple app that is designed like iPhoto to take advantage of that. This is the 2199 base model. I didn't do any upgrades to it. I did get ProCare because I think you have to. They definitely have improved the glare on the screen. It's much less glary. And I tell you, the thinness really makes it... it's a very, very attractive notebook, I think. You know, just really, it feels... doesn't feel particularly heavy. It's heavier than a MacBook Air, but I have to say, this is what I was calling it, which is the MacBook Elite. Yeah, I think that this was kind of Apple's point, is that native resolution is irrelevant. It isn't slippery. I would say this is after now. You know, I haven't used it for very long. And we will. I'm going to review it Wednesday on Before You Buy, and I'll give you my buy, try, or don't buy, because I it is expensive. It's more expensive than you know, similar. I think this is pretty good. I think they've done a good job with it. Is it worth the money? Well, you know, actually, $2,200 or $2,500 if you feel like you should bundle in the AppleCare price is not horrible for a high-end notebook of this type. And, you know, I think that in many ways this is pretty sweet. It's got the dual Thunderbolt. I don't know why you need dual, but it's got it. A little disappointed that they've changed the MagSafe, but I did buy the $10 adapter that lets me use it with other power supplies. 8 gigs of RAM is the base, which I think is probably adequate. Trackpad might get hot because, remember now, there's not a lot of space between it and the CPU. I think this is feeling pretty good. I agree that, you know, we need updated apps to really take advantage of this, but Apple's done a nice job updating the apps. It has dedicated graphics memory of a gigabyte that goes with the 650. If you use the, of course, the Intel graphics, the 4000, you'll be using motherboard RAM, I presume. I don't think there's dedicated VRAM for that. It's an SSD. The form factor, though, is more like an SODIMM. Yeah, I haven't found any bad-looking websites, but I haven't been looking very hard. Let's look. What would be? What's an example of a? Well, let's try. Remember, Engadget, Tim yesterday was saying we've got to do something about Engadget because it's very graphics heavy. It doesn't look bad, but it is noticeable that the text is very, very clean and crisp, whereas the images are soft. They don't look jaggy. They look soft. That image looks very soft compared to the text, which is very crisp. So here, text looks fantastic, and this looks fantastic. So anywhere they're using scalable text, really good. This graphic doesn't look bad. It's just a little soft. Same thing here. It would pop more if it had the same, you know, if it were scaled properly. But I have to say, reading text is just great. Very crisp. Very nice. You want to try The Verge? All right, let's see what The Verge looks like. Equal time. Now, this kind of makes this all make sense because mostly this is text. You're not really paying attention to the image. That looks like they have upgraded some of their images. Wait a minute. Episode 1.2, game on. Is Qualcomm doing a show called Game On? Maybe that was just the title. So this looks fantastic. You know what? I think The Verge is upgrading their images because that looks pretty crisp. That's soft. That's a little soft. Some of them look crisper than others. I think that they probably are in process to upgrade their images. CNN.com. I would not have expected them to update. That's very soft. Might just be a little motion blur, actually. You know what they're doing? With these very small thumbnails, you really can't tell. Everything with text. Yeah, the images are somewhat soft. $500px looked good. Right. Well, you know, it's an interesting challenge. It's true. You do not want to make these images ginormous. Let's get Chrome on here. All right. So this is a browser that's optimizing for. And by the way, the Chrome site looks great. No, Safari would scale it. How do I show? What is that? What is the way to show the screen resolution in the browser? Do I turn on the development menu? Thank you. Where would it show that? Boy, that looks good. Holy cow, that looks good. Since Chrome's downloaded, I'll... Let's look at Vimeo, all right. This is in Safari, so if Safari is going to... I got to turn off that. Safari's going to... How do I stop showing the web inspector? I don't want to see it anymore. Thank you. So this is an HD video on Vimeo. Well, it's not anything on Vimeo, so let's just exit out of that. Let's quickly get Chrome on here. Start customizing this the way I want. And we're going to end this pretty soon because I'm sure we have to do something more important than me messing around with it. This is an unboxing of the new MacBook Pro Retina with Retina display. I don't have an applications menu. I really have to customize this. I'm not used to this at all. I think I will be using Safari as my default browser. Thank you, though. So where should we go? It looks terrible. Already looks much worse. Artiststock.ca. Now, well, okay, I'm going to show you. You're not going to like this because this is the Chrome, which is not optimized. Oh, my God, it looks awful. Not your site. Just text everything. So you can see, Frank, there's a Jaggies here on the text. That's because that's obviously an image as opposed to using text. So one tip you're going to want to do on all of your websites is you're going to want to use Google Web Fonts instead of text images of text, because the text will scale properly. Now let's just look in Safari. How about see what it looks like in Safari? Is that what it is, Artist Stock? Oops, wrong one. Ah, CA. Let's see if the text looks better. No, it's still jaggy. So this essentially, because you haven't done anything to it, looks the same on Chrome and Safari. Nice paintings, though, Frank. Very nice. Metro Scenes, let's go to your site and take a look. Is it .com or .ca? .com. So he just came back from a trip to San Francisco. So you can see by using 1,000 pixel wide, you're leaving some people out. But, boy, that sure looks nice on this display. Really nice. Beautiful shot. Love that. I used to live right near there, a block from there. Very nice. Let's go to Google Plus. All right, I'll have to log in. Again, I'm back in Safari. We'll do a comparison, though. Hold on. Let me log in on this. I don't know. Oh, I see. Looks good. I mean, it's text heavy, so it's going to look fine. Probably looks the same on this as it does on the Chrome. So there you have it. This is the new MacBook Retina. Very thin. I wouldn't say very light. It's 4.5 pounds, but very compact. Certainly easy to carry. I think they've done a nice job. I have to say I'm very much liking the Retina display. Very happy with that. This is a nice feeling keyboard. It's a little warm. You do feel some heat coming out of this, but not a huge amount. Oops, I gotta enter my password correctly. I think it looks good.